Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you ever had this happen to you? You gave someone the gift of you. Think of a beautiful heart. And within it was everything that was good and beautiful and precious about you. And you gave it to them. And then they put a bow on it and they put some other things in it and they gave it back to you. But you could tell when you got it back, something was off. Before it was very light and buoyant, and now it was really heavy and it had a little bit of a smell. And when you opened it up, it was filled with trash and sewage. That's what happens whenever we develop our self-esteem around self-sabotage. See, we would never do that on purpose to ourselves, that self-sabotage. I mean, really? Why? Instead, you developed it as a dysfunctional coping mechanism because you thought there was something wrong with you, with the gift they gave you back, filled with all that ugliness and that darkness and that trash. And then, to make it even worse, every once in a while, they'd give you back your heart and it would be filled with good things from them. It's how they kept you hooked, to keep coming back. But more often than not, what you got was not what you needed. It was more pain. It was more hurt. And you began to think that there was something wrong with you. And so you developed unhealthy coping mechanisms to try to fill the void that whenever you took out the trash, that what's left in your heart, when you take out the sewage, what's left? It's this open, hurting space that's crying out for something. And so you put in reaching for the food or scrolling endlessly on social media. Or, you know, the sorrow and the pain, but you kept giving the goodness of you, thinking that maybe if you finally gave enough, that they would give back to you. They never valued what you gave them to start with. So giving them more of your goodness will never change it. So what do you need to do? I'd like you to think of your heart as this beautiful, precious box that is so ornate. And you know, just looking at it, it holds something of great value within. And what's inside that heart? Two aspects of you. The first aspect is who you were when you were originally wounded. Some even call it being betrayed. It may have been younger or a teenager or even an aspect, an age you were when you were an adult. But she's still with you. And what she experienced was so painful that she kind of froze in time. And it's her who gets triggered. See, your self-esteem, your self-image is how you feel about yourself. And how you, if this message is for you, how you feel about yourself was based on someone else giving you trash. And then you thinking it was all about you. It wasn't. It was about them. But because You had reached out. You made yourself vulnerable. You said, here I am. And then they gave it back to you. They perverted your goodness down to their pain, and you accepted that as the truth of you. Nope. It was about them, not you. So who is in this, or what is in this beautiful container that is so incredible in how we see it, that you know what's in it is valuable? Well, it's the younger you. But then it is also the other side of her. See, the law of polarity says everything is created as a whole. It's your wise woman. You know, we're even told in the Old Testament, above all things, get wisdom. It's your wise woman. Your wise woman knows how to discern the lesson and be mature with what you experience, and then create these boundaries around you where others will never, ever be able to come in and pervert your progress down to their pain. She knows how to do that. She also knows how to love on and care for that younger you. This is what I do in hypnosis. It's known as parts therapy for inner conflict resolution. It is a very specialized field in hypnosis where we reach out to the wounded side, but we also reach out to the side that holds the strength and the power and the progress, and we bring them together to reveal who they really are in your present everyday awareness. Because that younger you had a beautiful gift. She had something that she was supposed to be using to light up the world with, and instead, she got caught up in someone else's trash. And so now she doesn't know who she is. She's out cleaning the gutters and sweeping the streets because that's what she was taught to do, instead of using her brilliance and her magnificence every single day and her high energy. And then your wise woman knows how to love on her and use those lessons for you to be even better. I want to take a little bit, and I want to hear you speak your story, because you deserve the next level of tips, tools, and techniques to bring yourself together as a whole. So I'm going to be doing gifted calls for the next month called Spring Into Your Success, because it's time that we move you into rapid growth. If you want to experience one of those calls, to where I promise you, you will leave with something that will give you results same day. You won't get resolution. Why? Because someone else created the pain. Someone else needs to be present to help you clean it up. But if on the call, after I've heard your story from your heart and then showed you how it's actually this beautiful vessel and what it is that you need to do to clean it up, if you feel like we're a good fit, I will then, and I feel like I can assist you, then we can look at what needs to happen to move you forward. Your self-image has been based on sabotage. Someone sabotaged you, and then you thought that's how life was supposed to be, and you started sabotaging yourself. I'm saying use that energy to spring into your next level of growth. 1-636-699-7791. Send me a text and I'll reply back with the link for your Spring Into Success consult. You can do this. I believe in you. But until you can believe in yourself, just borrow mine. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life, and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance, as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.